Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
With Eric Andre. Bonus.
I'm lucky because, like, I always was so fucking into what I did. I didn't even know you could make money from music when I first started. It was just like a pipe dream. And then I started making money. And then I'm like, oh my God, like, I made $5,000. I don't ever have to work again. Like, because you don't know anything. Like, yeah. it's like I didn't grow up with like millions of dollars. Right. So it's like,
I made like $4,000 one time doing a commercial. And I went to Fulton Street Mall and bought gold teeth.
Yeah.
And my friend goes, dude, what are you doing?
Dude.
I was like, I made $4,000, dog.
Dude, I made $6,000. I bought a bracelet, a diamond bracelet for $1,800, okay? I went back to my hometown in Virginia, and we used to do this thing where when it was cold, you would like go on the ice and you would try to like slide on the ice as far as you could. And I fell through the ice.
No.
I felt just my hands fell through the ice. Literally, bracelet gone within the first second. Like, and I was like, I'm never doing this shit again. Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. So for me, I'm always doing it. It's like I started so young that I always was doing it for fun. And then I started making...
You were like a boy genius. You were like a musical genius. You're like the Doogie Howser of music. Really. The story you told me at New Year's about like you were like downloading different hacked programs and refiguring them out through bulletin boards. Not at your level, dude. You are like a fucking whiz.
I was just upset. I'm very obsessive with stuff.
Yeah, you're a Jew.
So I'm like, I just get so obsessed. And I'm like, I have to do this.
But you come off very casually. When you told me that story, I realized your creative prowess. I was like, oh, yeah, Benny's like successful for a reason.
Dude,
you were
I'll
at this fancy restaurant
like,
for a reason. Like the fact that you were doing that.
What are you caviar for a reason?
Yeah, no, really. The fact that you were doing that. So for the audience, can I tell a little bit? Can I shittily paraphrase your? I'll give like the cliff notes. But like when you were like
you have no
12
idea.
Or 13. No, I remember vividly when you were like 13. Weren't you downloading like Fruit Loops and all those early programs, Logic and Acid and all those early programs and teaching yourself how to manipulate each one?
I was doing that, and I would get like,
and you were going to like beat competitions, which I didn't even know was a thing.
Yeah, and I would get like key generators to like hack like the program, so I could it could like start up and think that I paid for it. And
yeah, like
unlike my mom's,
you were like
computer.
A whiz. Like you have a knack to adapt. You're intelligent. You're very intelligent.
That computer took the biggest beating of any life. The only thing
I want to hear those first gen Benny Blanco beats.
They're terrible. But the only thing I did on that computer was like nerdy shit and beat off all day. Like it was like, and I had like this window before my mom would get home from work, so I would actually run. I would run home. I would run as fast as I can, and I would get home, and I'd have like just only a few hours. So I had to like balance it between beating off and making beats. Yeah. And I was like, and this was like back when like the PCs were like so bad. First of all, they sounded like they were like,
boat engines.
Yeah, it was insane. And there was, and this was right when like pop-ups started. And do you remember like, the pop-ups and the little like viruses that would make your like search bar disappear?
Yeah, it was a nightmare.
Search bar was gone. Yeah. And like if you turned on my computer, it was just like just with pop-ups. And you used to have to call a man and the man would come over with like a briefcase like fix your computer. And every time he came over, he'd be like, it's so much porn. Yeah. Like, and I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Like, and I'd be like, Mom, I'll take care of the guy. So like that was, I was just like beating off and making beats on the family computer. Just,
keyboard's all sticky.
I was just like constantly, I was just like ass naked, just like, it was crazy.
But how did you know to go to beat competitions?
It evolved. Like I used to go to, my brother used to take me to this like tape and record store every day. We would go like every day when I was like 5 years old.
That's huge. You had a big brother.
Yeah, yeah. My brother was so into music. My mom, my family was so into music and I had very good taste. So I'm like, I got to go all the time and I would like save up all my money to buy like singles, and I would just listen to them all day. And then when Sam Goody, you remember the store Sam Goody?
Yeah, of course.
When that came out, I used to go and I would just be at that free thing and I would just sit there all day with the headphones on and just play every CD. Yeah. And I used to, I'm such a loser. I used to open the liner notes and cover up who produced it and try to guess who produced the stuff.
You're a genius. I wouldn't get anywhere. This is what I did. I would make, I had like a Roland 8-track, digital 8-track with a CD burner.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would, my friend who actually made good beats on Fruit Loops, I would do my shitty raps all over it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like I got a Def Jux CD and I was like, I'm going to take the Fung Wah bus from Boston to New York and I'm going to hand this to LP and he's going to sign me. And I had my lyrics printed out on like Microsoft Word. Yeah. And I remember I went to SUNY Purchase and Prince Paul played and I gave him a burnt CD with my lyrics printed out. And he looked at, he's like, what is this? I was like, I printed out my lyrics. He's like, just give me the CD.
Dude,
like I didn't have a knack. Like you, it's not enough to have a knack to have like good musical taste. You had a knack for navigating the ever-changing music industry, which is its own skill set. You have like to have that level of musical prowess, and on top of it, have such a good. You're so good at navigating that industry. The industry always baffled my mind, and just like knowing what people wanted, I was too.
They definitely
neurodivergent.
They don't want your lyrics printed out.
Yeah, I want my lyrics printed out, but like my music was not for more than like 100 people.
Yeah, I didn't know anything. I used to literally go to studios and I would sit outside of the studio. And if anyone came out, I'd be like, "Do you make music?" Because you didn't know. There was no like Instagram or anything. So I'd be like, "Do you do stuff?" And like I would sit there and. I used to, like, the way I recorded was I had two boom boxes, and I would record into one.
The first tape I made was my grandma's VCR and my mom's VCR, and I would record, play,
dude,
record, play.
We were doing the same shit.
Yeah, yeah, but you had a knack that maybe it is your brother was the secret ingredient of that. You had some, he was like your soundboard. You're like, is this a bad idea? Was in the beginning, were you like, is this dumb? Is this a bad idea?
I used to,
or were you just shooting in the dark constantly?
I used to cold call record labels. And I would pretend I was like, so if it was like Atlantic at the time or Def Jam, I would like pretend I was Jay-Z's lawyer. And I'd be like, I would look up who his lawyer was. And I'd be like, we need to speak immediately. And then like when I got to like the president of the company, I'd be like, don't hang up. I got a demo tape. You got to listen to it. And then honestly, I actually became friends with all the assistants at the time, and like, I mean, one of those assistants is my manager to this day.
Yeah,
like it's crazy.
It's brilliant.
It
is brilliant. You had,
I don't know how brilliant.
No, you had that knack.
It's just brilliant because it worked out. If it didn't work out, I'd just be like,
you're an idiot.
Yeah, just a fucking moron.
With Eric Andre.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.